Mars.
Nobody is bigger than God, and God is on your side. And the idea that you would pit God against man is a ridiculous idea. God puts up one and a take down another one. The enemy did this. He said, I'm going to negotiate with you. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you have private schools. You can put your Bibles over there. But I want the public schools. The first ages that the enemy comes after in our youth is between 13 and 15. But what we're going to do is we're going to step in between the devil and our children. We're going to rescue every one of our children from the works of the devil. No, that public school, we're going to invade this thing. We're going to take it all back. We're going to change the laws again. We're going to have legislators that are not sold out to somebody's money, but sold out to God.
Well, hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have a terrific teaching for you today. We're teaching on your day of justice. Now, one of the things we're bringing out in this teaching today is the fact that the kingdom of God must be preached. You see, Jesus went about preaching the kingdom. He didn't preach denomination and, you know, what I believe and what you believe and so forth. He just preached the kingdom. And when you preach the kingdom, that means that the kingdom of God is in you. So you just don't come to church on Sunday, but you are the church. And when you leave that building, that's when your ministry starts. Starts right there in your office or right there in the business that you have or right in your educational area, or your school or whatever have you, because the king is in you and you're bringing him to the world. So you'll find that when the kingdom of God is not preached, there's still just as much crime, there's still just as many divorces, so forth. Why? Because people have seen this thing as religion and just come on Sunday, and then when they go back on Monday, they'll be a different person. No. You're the same person on Sunday that you are on Monday. So the kingdom of God has got to be preached. Now, in this, Jesus didn't pray that we be taken out of the world or out of conflict. But he prayed that we stay in it and always be above it. Praise God. You got to see what I'm saying. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. It's a good teaching. Let's go into it. It's called Your Day of Justice.
No man is my source. Say amen to that. Now, when you get free like that, then you can move like God's called you to move. Now, understand, we got to understand this whole idea of vengeance. Are y'all with me here? Now, this is where this word vengeance comes into play. Because vengeance has nothing to do with hatred. It has nothing to do with somebody getting even with, I'm going to get you at 3:00. It has nothing to do with that. Vengeance is it's something that proceeds from the love of God, of the love of justice, and it's necessary for punishing offenders. It's not something that's trying to destroy somebody. It's not something that's trying to hurt somebody. It's something that's protecting you so that you can move forward and do everything you're supposed to do. And what has happened here is that once the Holy Ghost once Jesus rose from the dead and went back to the right hand of the Father, now he said, I'm going to send you another comforter. The comforter that he sent you was the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost now is, he has taken the ministry of Christ completely over, and that now he is executing that ministry. Lord have mercy. Stay with me now. And the number one job of the Holy Spirit is to execute vengeance upon all the enemies of God's people so that nothing will hurt you and nothing will escape him. He is now been sent for your comfort. He has been sent so that you can move into places of even danger and nothing can hurt you. Nothing can touch you. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, the Bible is thematic. That means what's true in one place is true in another. So what we did is we went all the way back to Exodus and showed you Moses. Moses' job was to go into a very tight place, meaning before Pharaoh, and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Well, you can't. How are you going to tell Pharaoh that? Anybody talk like that to Pharaoh, Pharaoh will instantly have him executed. But God had to take Moses to do it, but before he did, he showed Moses what vengeance would do and the power that was operating with him so that Moses would create a new sense of thinking and behaving as he went to Pharaoh. So he demonstrated it and then sent him down there. Now Moses was brought up in the court of Pharaoh, so he knew the power of Pharaoh. Yet he went down there and God said to him, God say, Pharaoh will not let them go, not by a mighty hand. That means he's not going to let them go. Don't try to get an army to go down there and get them, because you're not going to get them through that. Because Pharaoh is not only using natural ability, but he's using witchcraft. You know that when the magicians came out, Moses was brought up in Pharaoh's palace. He's seen Pharaoh being entertained by witch doctors. He's seen that. And so it was something on the mind. And that's what I told you. Fear, the Hittite spirit, the Hittite meaning, have meaning terror, comes from the sons of Heth. And the Hittite was a strong man of fear, that when you try to go somewhere, that fear will grip you and paralyze you. And it's designed to do that. Another spirit was the parasite spirit. The parasite spirit is a spirit that produces lameness. I told you it was the same as a Tiny Tim in that movie, The Christmas. What was the name of that movie? The Christmas Carol or whatever. It's a Tiny Tim spirit. It's a spirit that's dependent on somebody all the time to help them up. And what happens is that spirit will come in on people and they will never grow up. They will always be always depending on some man to help them. Well, you can't grow up in God like that. Somewhere I'm going to have to transition you off from being me doing all your praying for you so that you can go pray for yourself. Because you do not have a Tiny Tim spirit. Another spirit is a Jebusite spirit. Jebusite means to stomp on. It literally means to thrash. It's a spirit that is designed to keep people down. And you'll see sometimes ministries, they always want people to call and come to them, come lean on them, and never let people grow up and so forth. You got to watch that, because that's that stomp on spirit. I'm not going to teach you the word. I'm going to know all the word, and I'm going to keep you kind of like you always got to depend on me. Because I know all the word, I'm going to stomp on you and keep you down. So notice, all these spirits were working that you couldn't see in the seen, in the unseen realm, in the seen realm, but they were working. Now my point to you is Moses got to go down there. So how's he going? He's going with three things. One, he's going with a stick. That's all he got. Second, he's going with Aaron. Aaron's going to be the mouthpiece. Thirdly, he's going with God. And God said, that's all you need. You don't need a battery of lawyers. Come on now. Come on. You don't need a bunch of technicians. What you need is me. I'm going to take you down there, and I'm going to make the most powerful man in the earth let my people go through your mouth. Say amen to that. Now, I'm telling you, that same anointing is resting on the church in this hour. You have been prophetically packaged just like Esther. Esther was in that palace, and at a certain time when Haman had schemed up how to kill all the Jews, he got Ahasuerus, the king, to sign the writing. I'm talking about unjust laws have been made, and these unjust laws, many of God's people can't even see the injustice of them because they don't have any discernment. They don't know what's right or wrong anyway. But when I come in, in and teach you what God says about your situation, all of a sudden something rises up in you. Now, this is why I got the letter. They wrote me the letter, said, now you brought up Rosa Parks, and that we shouldn't go all the way back to all that stuff. You stir up all kinds of stuff. Wait a minute. The problem with Rosa is that Rosa caught a glimpse of what her rights were while she was sitting on. Come on, we're not talking about hate. We're talking about love and justice. So what had happened is now all of a sudden she said, I'm not going to sit back here anymore. I'm going to move up. And I'm telling you, the laws had been made, but nobody really acted on these laws. So Rosa decided to stand up for what was right. Say amen to that. So what I was showing you is that now she was breaking barriers. She was going through boundaries. And Satan has tried to put boundaries in every one of our lives. I don't care what background you come from, there is a boundary in your life, and you are breaking through starting today. Now, let's keep going, because this is where we left off. So here's Moses coming out there. So Pharaoh begins to start negotiating with him. The first time Pharaoh said, don't go too far. Now, I said that Pharaoh is a negotiator. Satan is a negotiator. And he was running Pharaoh. He was talking to Pharaoh. He told Moses, said, Moses, well, listen, I'll tell you what now. I'm going to let you take the children out of here, but don't go too far. In other words, don't go further than I can see. I won't be able to see you out there. What do you think Moses said? No. No. Say no.
No.
All right. Now, what happened next? He said, I'll tell you what. You can go, but leave the kids. What did Moses say?
No.
Wouldn't take it. Now, I'm telling you that he's a negotiator. And then he said, next, you can go, but leave your cattle and your herds, all your livestock. What do you think Moses said?
No.
All right. What I did is I made analogy from that to today. And I said to you that what happened is the Supreme Court made a decision. They made an unjust law. No Bibles in schools, public schools. Am I right about it? Turn to Psalm 103, please. See, some people, for some reason, don't want the truth. And you know, if you don't want the truth, you are being influenced by something other than the Spirit of God. So, look what happens here. Psalms 103. And look at verse 19. The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom, come on, rules over all. Come on back to Psalm 24, please. The earth is the whose? Lord's. Let me read it again, because somebody may somehow think I misread that. The earth is the whose? Lord's. And the how much? Fullness thereof. And if you're in doubt still, and the world, and they, keep going, that dwell in it. It doesn't belong to the devil. It belongs to who? God. So whatever ground that school is on, it belongs to who? It belongs to God. Now, I'm God's representative here. I said, I am God's representative here. I don't know what ground it belongs to, but it says that. Now, understand, I'm a joint heir with him. Now, let's keep going. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 33, please. And look at verse 22. It says this. For the Lord, keep going, is our who? Judge. The Lord is our who? Lawgiver. The Lord is our who? King. And he will do what to us? He will give us victory. Now, that doesn't make any difference what time it is. It doesn't make any difference what laws they made. I got a judge here that is over the Supreme Court. I've got a lawgiver here that is over Congress. I've got a king here that is over the White House. So in any case, if somebody doesn't line that law up with heaven, then I'm going to the judge. I'm going to the one who can take one out and put another one in there. You better hear what I'm saying. All you got to do, come on over here to Daniel if you want to see it. Come on over here to Daniel real quick. Praise God. I'm putting this all on tape because I want all them doubters, them gainsayers to get this. Daniel chapter 2, please. Praise God. Let me know when you get there. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look what it says about God. It said in verse 19, then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. And Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are whose? His. And he changeth the times and the seasons. And underline this, he removeth kings and he'll set up a king. Say amen to that. And Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter 5, he thought he was all that because he was so rich and everything, and some handwriting appeared on the wall and he got Daniel to interpret it. Daniel said, this time next year, you're going to be out of a job. Not only that, you're going to have hair grow on you like an animal. Not only that, you're going to be in the field eating grass like an ox. Not only that, you're going to be a total disgrace. And next year, that time, Nebuchadnezzar had a hair like an animal out there eating grass like an ox until he repented and said, Jesus is Lord, and he came back in. Now, let me tell you something. Nobody is bigger than God, and God is on your side. And the idea that you would pit God against man is a ridiculous idea. God puts up one and a take down another one. I'm saying in our lives, I know who I believe in. I believe in God. I know who my Redeemer is. My Redeemer lives. I'm saying God is on your side, and if it's not looking like it's right, go to the judge, because he can change laws. He can change ordinances. I'm telling you, this is our time, saints of God. You've been set up for such a time as this. Now, so what did he do? Sit down for just a minute. So what, let me finish it now. What did he do? The enemy did this. He said, I'm going to negotiate with you. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you have private schools. You can put your Bibles over there. But I want the public schools. Give me the public schools. You take your Bibles, go over there, y'all praise the Lord, and give me all of this. What did he do? Somebody negotiated with him. And next thing you know, our kids are over there. All kinds of stuff is happening. Let me tell you a little bit about youth, because you may not know about them. The first ages that the enemy comes after in our youth is between 13 and 15. And he comes after them, and what he does is he changes culture with them about every 5 to 6 months. Now, why so quickly? Because it's a machine, and this machine is looking for stuff to sell your kids, because the kids' spending amounts to about $100 billion a year. So he put something in this machine to crank out that they can sell. Oh, what does he do? He puts a new rap artist in there. Come on. What does he do? He puts new shoes and tennis shoes in there. What does he do? He puts new baggy pants in there. What does he do? He puts a new drink. He puts new tattoos in there. I'm just saying, notice what he's after. He's after to get this culture and change the habits. He wants to brand this age for himself. He's after these children. He's trying to make it so that he can corrupt them, and he cares nothing about morals of these children. He doesn't care. He gives them a movie that they shouldn't be watching. He gives them all kinds of seductive things so that they can invest in fornication and adultery. Come on. He does things to try to get them in the video games to destroy somebody and think about killing somebody. He doesn't care if they get AIDS. He doesn't care if they get some kind of STD. I'm telling you right now, he's out to lock up our children. He doesn't care one thing about them. All he cares is about is ching ching. Did the money hit the bucket? So I'm telling you right now what has happened. He has created a culture that is out of control. But what we're going to do is we're going to step in between the devil and our children. We're going to rescue every one of our children from the works of the devil. No, that public school, we're going to invade this thing. We're going to take it all back. We're going to change the laws again. We're going to have legislators that are not sold out to somebody's money, but sold out to God.
Sit down for just a minute. He knows they're the next generation. You look when Nebuchadnezzar swept down and took Judah, the Jews, because of their disobedience. And he took them all in captivity. But you look in Daniel chapter 1 and see who he took. He took the ones that look good, ones that are easy to teach, ones that are come from families that have a little something going for them. Took ones and so forth and so on, and young and so forth, and left the rest. Why? He wants to use the best ones that we can produce. He wants to get the best kids that he can to work with them. I'm telling you, those days are over. Those days are over. There's some things wrong, folks. And we're going to fix them. But we're going to fix them God's way. Wait a minute. We don't hate anybody. Because if you do hate, then you will take on something that will jeopardize your whole life. You got to walk in love. But you're going to obey the commander. This youth, that's our next generation. These are the ones. I'll tell you what, just give me those. Moses, you can go, but leave the kids. No. Church, you can go now. Just leave me these public schools. No. It's not supposed to be. You all getting this here? Justice is included in the gospel. And if you didn't include it in there, you haven't preached the full gospel.
That's right.
Folks, we've had preachers and so forth. They don't want to touch this. Because they're still looking for a handout from the government. Are you following what I'm saying? And time is over for punk preachers. We need it now. Say, wait a minute. This is the deal. And notice, because it wasn't the kingdom, it's got the church so fractured. I had a man that come in here doing a faith conference. I met him out there, and he's well-to-do, and he's got a lot of connections and so forth. He said, you know, I visited because I went down to Haiti and came back so forth, and they invited me here, and I came. He said, normally, I wouldn't have come to a church like this because I'm such and such a denomination. Such and such a denomination. We brothers. But you see, people have preached church and not kingdom. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you were empowered by that teaching. Now, it's called Your Day of Justice. Now, remember this, that Jesus prayed a prayer. He said, Father, I pray that you don't take them out of the world, out of the conflict, but you keep them above the evil that's in it. You see, there's enough anointing or power running through our lives from the kingdom of God that can alleviate any suffering humanity. No matter where we are sent, no matter where we go, we can turn ruined places into the Garden of Eden. Now, here's a problem. The problem is that people are walking in darkness. When they don't know Christ, they make decisions and laws really against the kingdom of God, against God. Now, they think they're doing right, but they're not. You and I can see the truth. So one of the things we want to do is we want to raise up leadership that have a godly influence that they can get in these positions and be able to make just laws, laws that would make the people free. And that's what it's all about. Now, we're going to give you some more information about this particular teaching, Your Day of Justice, and I'll be right back.
In this set time of God's justice, we are the chosen generation called to rule and reign in God's kingdom over the whole earth.
His kingdom rules over all. Psalm 103 and verse 19. You are in that kingdom. When you go, you represent that kingdom. And it'll rule over anything that's trying to hold you back or discourage you or keep you or make you fail.
Your Day of Justice, Volume 3, will disclose the power of the believer that carries the anointing to alleviate the suffering of humanity.
The believer carries enough power, called the anointing, on the inside of him or her, that they can go out and they can actually alleviate the suffering of a section of humanity and leave no trace of the devil's curse and work in their lives.
In this series, Dr. Bill Winston reveals why Satan's job is to negotiate and make you compromise your kingdom authority, how your kingdom stand will alter everything around you, why the vengeance of the Lord is your recompense and nothing can touch you, and much more.
Nothing can hurt you, because when you stand, you become impervious.
To order your copy of Your Day of Justice, Volume 3, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.billwinston.org.
Well, that's Your Day of Justice. Now, again, this is Volume 3, and this is the last of the series of Your Day of Justice. I highly recommend you order this particular series. Now, again, we're talking about actually putting people in places that have a heart for God and understand the laws of the kingdom of God so that the things that are done in this earth will be consistent with the will of God. Praise God. It's called Your Day of Justice. We've got people standing by on the telephone, or you can send us in, write us or call us. We'll send it right out to you, because this is your day of justice. Praise God. This is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.